Good afternoon. Today I have invited a special guest, important guest too. He couldn't come today physically, but he is here. He has joined us today. I have asked him. Not also has he joined us, but he is watching those. God is watching those who is watching TV. God is watching those who are hurting themselves with drugs. God is watching those who are hurting themselves with alcohol. God is also watching those kids with their Bible in their bedroom. God is watching those who get down on their knees and pray to Him. God is watching those who go in their closet and pray to Him. God is watching those who keeps Him in their heart. There's a lot more that God watches and God watches over them, but we don't have the time to go through it. Jesus is in our heart if we let Him. He can't be a part of sin. In James 1:13, it says, "But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father there who sees what is done in secret will reward you." See, that shows that God is telling me God watches us in secret. He sees us at all times, especially if we keep Him in our heart. He watches everybody, no matter what you're, believer, non-believer, atheist, whatever it may be. He watches over us. And He sees what we do. Jesus came down and He was beaten. Unrecognizably, he was beaten beyond description, and He wasn't recognizable. So that we can be forgiven. So our sins can be forgiven. So that we, like we just did, take the Lord's Supper, and so that we can ask for forgiveness and get a new start. If we were baptized, as it says in Acts 2:38, it says, let me read it. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." So, when we get baptized, we will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and we will get forgiveness of our sins, as it says in Acts 2:38. So, part of being forgiven for our sins and everything, but if that doesn't give you hope, then I don't know what will. To me, that gives me a lot of hope, knowing that Jesus died for us and that we have gotten the grace of God for us, for our sins. And we have been forgiven of it because of the grace of God. But back to God, the all-knowing. He knows when you sin every time. Every time you sin, every time you turn away from God, He knows. You can't hide it from Him. But, okay, now think back to the last time you sinned. Now picture God looking down at you, crying, because you turned away. You turned your back on Him. And at that second, you said, "I don't need you." At that time, God's crying and wondering, why? What have I done? The question is, what has he done to deserve it? He's done nothing but give his own life for us. He died on the cross. He did everything for us so that we can be forgiven. You should ask, it seems that when it comes to our conversations, we push God aside. When we're talking to other people, we don't always talk about God. It seems like at this present time, we can just put God aside and not always keep the focus on Him. It seems that people, even those who I talk to, they claim to be Christians, but some of their conversations aren't exactly a conversation that I can see them having with God. I don't see them talking to God about that same thing, the same subject, or even the same words. And also, turn away from God when we get mad in our anger, and in our daily life, just things that we do, not just the way we speak, but just things that we do. When we get mad, we just allow our anger just go ahead and take over, and not caring what is said and what is done. Also, we push God aside when we decide to lust. When we see somebody just there and we just push them aside. Or when we talk to somebody. Or somebody who takes something that hurts themselves. Alcohol, drugs, cigarettes. We push them aside every time. We take a part of the drugs, the alcohol, any type of thing that brings harm to our body, we're just pushing them aside. It's a good thing for grace, that's for sure. Grace gives me strength. Grace gives me hope. Grace gives me happiness. Happiness let me know that I am forgiven. That everything I've done against Him, everything that I ever done, every little sin that I might not even know of, when I ask for forgiveness for it, He forgives me. That makes me happy because that lets me know that I can go to heaven. That God gives me grace. I'm not blind. I see now because of Him, because of the grace of song, amazing grace. The things we were blind, but now, I see. And we have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Haven't we not been buried through Christ, as it says in Romans 6? It says, what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were therefore buried with Him through baptism and death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Also, through baptism, we receive grace. We receive grace because we are a lot, when we come back up through that water, our sins was washed away and grace covered over us. God forgave us for all of our sins. And just that second, just right there, God just forgave us. He just said, okay, you're my servant now. Follow me. But then, when it comes to our life, or something else that might seem more important to other people, we just push them aside. And just say, one second, God. It's like putting them on hold on the telephone. Like, hold on one second. When we come back to them, it's a good thing for grace. It's a real good thing for grace. Good thing for forgiveness in Jesus. Three points of my sermon, of this list. God is watching us. He does see everything we do. Everything. He sees our sins. He sees us praying. He sees us watching TV. He sees exactly what we watch. He knows everything. When we turn away from God, granted, we have the grace, the forgiveness to come back to Him. But that doesn't mean that we should keep doing it and keep taking His grace for granted. We don't need to do that. God doesn't want us to do that. He gives us the option to come back to Him, even when we turn away. And grace. Grace is an amazing thing. There's a movie, Sister Act 2. And they have a saying that says, if you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, better wake up and pay attention. Well, what I'm telling you is, if you want to be a Christian, and if you want to go to heaven, you better wake up and pay attention. Because it is not just a journey of full of sin and life, and you're automatically forgiven. You got to pay attention, and you got to live the life of a Christian. I have a song by Casting Crowns. It talks about God in Jerusalem watching over His people, and while they were ignoring Him. And then it talks about when Jesus came down on the earth to forgive us for our sins, and they ignored their king. They beat Him. They basically drew out all of His blood by giving Him cuts, hitting Him with the ninetales. And it talks about when they come, when He's coming the last day of the world, when the world ends. It talks about when He's here watching over us in America. Can you play that song, please? Thank you. They're getting that ready. Let's talk about grace a little more, I guess. It wasn't planned, but hey, God works in mysterious ways, you know. We don't always see it, but grace, well, I mean, you know, I'm repeating myself, but some people take it for granted. And here goes the song. It's a very good song. Let's listen to the words.
Little town of Bethlehem, it's like another. other side of night. Above your deep and dreamless sleep, a giant star lights up the sky. And while you're lying in the dark, there shines an everlasting light. For the king has left his throne and is sleeping in a manger tonight. Oh, Bethlehem, will you witness while you were sleeping? God became a man and stepped into your world today. Oh, Bethlehem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping. Little town of Jerusalem looks like another silent night. The Father gave his only Son, the way, the truth, the life had come, but there was no room for him in the world he came to save. Jerusalem, what you missed while you were sleeping. The Savior of the world is dying on your cross today. Jerusalem, you will go down in history as a city with no room for its king. While you were sleeping, while you were sleeping, United States of America looks like another silent night. As we're sung to sleep by philosophies that save the trees and kill the children. And while we're lying in the dark, there's a shout across the eastern sky.
He is watching us. He sees everything we do. Until the day he comes, he will be seeing us. He will watch us. Just know that. Thank you.
Plans are in January to conclude this series in talking